Welcome back to the Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You listen to us on the Devil Radio Network right now. Check us out on the Devil Radio app. 540 AM and 101 FM, the Shaw in Waukesha. Had a little issue there. I had to press a couple buttons, reload a couple things, but we're back on track.
You're doing it, man. You're doing it.
We're making things happen. The magic is happening. The magic is in the air. We're all going to die. It's going to be great.
It's a happy Tuesday. It's just a regular Tuesday around
here. I just a little thought experiment here while we're talking about the end of the world, you know, that type of thing, and what we're fighting back on. We're trying to go and you brought up the whole. You started off with, you know, people getting mad about protesting outside of people's houses. Well,
yeah.
In 5 to 10 years, Miami might be underwater.
More likely than not, even. Yeah. The city of Miami itself, local officials in Miami are planning for them to lose most of the city in the next decade.
Yeah. So, one, go down there, check it out while you can. But two, get out. Where are those people going to go? And also, since Florida, you know, pretty low down there, you know, it dips down, you know, as far as Texas and stuff like that goes. And what else is down in that same, the equator, right? And when it gets hot, that's the hottest place, right? So it seems already there are people leaving because there's not water, there's drought, there's war, there's famine. And pretty much all those people are going to go where? What do you need to live? Oh, water.
Water.
Can you drink the ocean water?
No.
Really easily? No.
No.
Good thing we have a bunch of lakes around us, right, that really are, one, totally fresh water. I mean, French Island. But, you know, totally fresh water, easily drinkable. But good thing that we have. My point is that people are going to leave Central and South America and come here.
No, it's already happening. Like, whatever the right wants to say about migrant caravans, like, there are people that are trying to escape climate conditions. Like, climate is one of India right now, Brian.
Uh-huh.
It's a month early for the heat, the hot season in
Good
India,
stuff.
And it's currently like in the 130s, 140s.
And you think it's going to be gradual?
Fahrenheit.
Like, you know, maybe just a little bit here and there. Well, guess what? This stuff is snowballing. Like, weather snowballs.
There are forest
fires breaking
out. Weather
starts kind of like this.
Yeah.
That's how weather works.
Yeah. There are currently forest fires breaking out throughout the North Woods here in the state of Wisconsin, Brian. Every single county in Wisconsin is either at moderate risk or higher for extreme wildfire conditions.
Good thing it was just like 40 degrees the other day.
Good thing there's no lightning that's coming. Or tornadoes that are coming later today with this
happens.
Extreme weather. You know, if it's super dry because we're experiencing drier conditions as well, that if we're – this is the reason why we're in that fire danger categorization for every single county in the state, that the extreme weather of tornadoes, lightning, droughts, forest fires, like it's going to be bad, Brian.
So I guess when people are talking about things like we should stop protesting outside of people's houses and stuff like that, I kind of pulled the perfect quote for the perfect situation here, and I think, you know, Richard Dreyfuss says it all.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
And with that, let's go to the phones.
Yeah, we got Falcon and Madison calling in. Falcon, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Yeah, I had to call to refute Cassandra. Jeez. At first, I thought she was a troll because I knew exactly where she was going. I'm not going to go to the Democrats because they didn't get everything they wanted. Yeah.
She's not. I've known Cassandra for years. She calls in a lot. And
I was going to say, she calls into a number of the shows.
Yeah, I really enjoy conversing with Cassandra. She's a nice lady.
Okay, cool. So, she sounds like a nice lady. So, here's the thing. Tony Evers doesn't run the legislature. Tony Evers doesn't create law. So, he doesn't have the votes to do anything. Tony Evers doesn't have the votes to do anything, Cassandra. And if you don't vote for Tony Evers, you're going to get a Republican. How does voting in Republicans advance the Democratic causes? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense at all. So the solution to poor performing Democrats is to vote for Republicans? What, to not vote?
They want the Republican strategy. The Republican strategy is to get people so frustrated with the process that they just don't vote at all. Because yeah. Republicans prefer a lower vote turnout than
of course, that's, because that, they're then not they win. Right.
Right.
They're not adding any new people. Their message isn't one of, hey, come join us. Their message isn't one of, hey, let's all do this together. It's one of, they suck. You want to join us? Let's tell everyone else how much they suck.
No,
that's their message.
Yeah, and Falcon, the national parties do an autopsy. After every presidential election, they go through review and they say, okay, we lost, but what could we do better next time to win? And in 2012, Republicans did an autopsy and said, if we try to become a little bit more moderate, if we give on some of these really fringe right-wing issues, and we try to moderate ourselves as a party and become more of a big tent party and try to take over the middle, we could win the presidential elections again, because they had lost in both 08 and 12. And rather than do that, the National Republican Party over the last decade has just thrown that thing out the window and said, no, we are going to do the most extreme things possible. We're going to gaslight Americans by telling them that this is what's going on when really doing this, and set one set of rules when we want them to go that way, and we're going to change those rules, like Mitch McConnell just on a dime flipping on no Supreme Court justices get appointed in an election year. That's the best example I can give everybody.
They would rationalize for a Thanos snap. Let's go with Mark from the SAC. How you doing, man?
Doing okay, and I definitely said amazing grapes. I just couldn't help but thinking, amazing grapes, how sweet, you know that.
How sweet the tannins! It's just you chew on that skin; it gets really tannin, really bad.
Yeah, and Cassandra was wrong. We had to vote in Democrats because we get Clefish, and she's going to cancel elections in the future. I mean, they'll just say, we've decided elections are not profitable, so we're going to just
Think of how much crap Evers has vetoed. Think of how much crap would have gotten through. Hey, by the way, we're going to have, even if Roe v. Wade gets overturned because we still have Josh Call, guess what? You're not going to be prosecuted for pursuing an abortion. I don't know imagine what would happen if we had, let's say, Brad Schimmel. You'd probably be in a dungeon or some. Are we going to bring back the pillory? It'll be fun.
Yeah, well, it's just there's times I want to say, you know, and it's inappropriate, but I mean that what was Achilles' response to Agamemnon in the movie Troy? I mean that, not that I'm calling for violence like that, but I mean it's just.
I'm not, again, we're not calling for violence. In fact, we got to go, that's the problem, is that we're stuck between either we do something extreme or we find a better way to go and get people involved. So if they're just doing chalk, if they're just yelling at you outside your house, I'll keep it at that because the other alternative rhymes with hang Mike Pence. Oh, wait, that's what they tried to do.
Jesus. Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't know that sidewalk chalk was so threatening, Brian. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Click on the Dueling Tangents tab. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then. You're unbelievable.